Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Fintech Beatvest receives 1.3 million euros seed financing. Fintech Beatvest, based in Austria and Germany, has announced securing seed financing of 1 euro. The BayPay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, BayPay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. Corelytics to acquire Ingspark. UK-based regulatory risk intelligence firm Corelytics has acquired Ingspark to design a regtech platform, focused on backquote monitoring to policy backquote services. Cellpoint Digital partners with Microelectronica. Payments orchestrator Cellpoint Digital has partnered with Microelectronica to develop embedded systems that deliver a full suite of payment orchestration solutions. Worldline launches Bulent Bharat Digital Payments Suite. Payments services provider Worldline has announced the launch of its Bulent Bharat Digital Payments Suite, looking to support the needs and wants of India-based SMBs. Relio partners SAA SCADA for digital payments offering. Cloud-native core banking engine SAA SCADA has partnered startup Relio to support its disruptive Swiss business digital payments offering, set to launch later in 2023. Twinco raises $12 million for its next-gen supply chain finance platform. Spain-based supply chain finance solution Twinco Capital has raised $12 million in equity and debt in its mission to reduce the estimated $1. QIB partners with UnionPay International. Qatar-based financial institution QIB has partnered with card payments organization UnionPay to enable contactless card acceptance on QIB POS and ATMs. GCash, Grab Philippines to offer cashless payments. Mobile wallet GCash has partnered with Super App Grab to enable direct cashless payments option when using the app's transport and delivery services in the Philippines. Zoot Pay, MasterCard to launch virtual installment card. Digital lending platform for e-commerce Zood Pay has partnered MasterCard to launch a prepaid virtual installment card in the Eastern Europe, Middle East, and Africa, EEMEA, region. Inscribe secures $25 million to prevent financial fraud. Ireland-based company Inscribe has raised $25 million in the latest funding round to fight financial fraud with the help of its AI-powered document service. Amazon considers launching an NFT program. Amazon has set its eyes on the Web3 space and is looking to launch its own gaming-focused NFT program in spring 2023. BitPay announces a new partnership with MoonPay. US-based provider of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency payment services BitPay has partnered crypto payments firm MoonPay to improve the former's crypto offering. Provincial Government of Bataan signs MoU with Enchain. The Provincial Government of Bataan has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with global blockchain technology company Enchain. Bitfinex partners Tap Global for a MasterCard crypto card. Digital token trading platform Bitfinex has partnered fintech platform Tap Global to launch a MasterCard cryptocurrency card. BNY Mellon offers outsourced trading to buy-side customers. BNY Mellon Capital Markets, LLC has expanded its outsourced trading offering to a buy-side trading division, XBK. Pokemon playing fish commit credit card fraud. A Japanese YouTuber who streams his pet minnows playing games on a Nintendo Switch was recently shocked to find some fishy charges to his credit card. Atlantic Money reports wise to the CMA. Money transfer startup Atlantic Money has registered a complaint with the Competition and Markets Authority alleging anti-competitive practices by its larger competitor Wise after being delisted from the incumbent's price comparison search engines. Worldline launches digital payment suite for Indian SMEs. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, today announced the launch of its Buland Bharat Digital Payment Suite, which is designed specially keeping in mind the needs and wants of small and medium businesses, SMBs, in India. Plaid publishes response to CFPB's personal data right proposal. Plaid has released a series of recommendations to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, in response to the Bureau's call for stakeholder feedback on its strong consumer financial data rights proposal. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.